So this podcast comes on the back of an earlier podcast that I completed covering the background and the method of the experiment. So let's look at the key results. The experiment had to be stopped after just 6 days, which was 8 days early, mainly because of the pathological reactions of the participants. 5 prisoners had to be released even earlier because of the extreme emotional depression that they endured. Despite the fact that the guards and prisoners were essentially free to engage in any form of interaction, the nature of their encounters tended to be negative, hostile, insulting, and dehumanising. The guards and prisoners adopted contrasting behaviours, which were appropriate for their respective roles. The guards started most of their interactions in the form of commands or verbal affronts, while the prisoners adopted a generally passive response mode. When the simulation was terminated after just 6 days, all of the remaining prisoners were delighted by the news, but most of the guards seemed to be distressed by the premature end to the study. It appeared that they had become sufficiently involved in their role that they now enjoyed the extreme control and power which they had exercised. Zimbardo referred to this as the pathology of power. In terms of the findings, Zimbardo believes that the study demonstrated the powerful effects that roles can have on people's behaviour. Power corrupts, which can be explained by the following factors. The guards were given control over the lives of other human beings, and they started to enjoy this power very early on in the study. Again, the pathology of power. Secondly, the prisoners developed pathological prisoner syndrome. At the beginning of the study, the prisoners rebelled against their conditions, but the guards undermined every attempt at rebellion, and any solidarity between the prisoners collapsed. The prisoners became passive, dependent, and had flattened emotions. Thirdly, the loss of personal identity. The prisoners were de-individuated by being stripped of their individuality, their name, their clothing, etc. Living among strangers who don't know your name or history, dressed like all the other participants, all led to a weakening of their self-identity among the prisoners. Fourthly, the arbitrary control exercised by the guards. On post-experimental questionnaires, the prisoners said they disliked the way that they had been subjected to the arbitrary and changeable decisions and rules of the guards, as this made life unpredictable and unfair. And finally, as the environment became more unpredictable, the prisoners' behaviour showed signs of learned helplessness. That is, the prisoners' previously learned assumption about a just and orderly world were no longer functional. They ceased to initiate any action. Now let's just finish off by looking at some of the ethical issues of the experiment, which is one of the main reasons why we studied it in psychology. So in terms of the beneficence test, the psychological harm of the prisoners outweighed the benefits of the findings, and on this principle alone, an experiment like this one would not be permitted by a modern-day ethics committee. Deception. The only deception involved was to the arrest of the prisoners at the beginning of the experiments. The prisoners were not told, partly because final approval from the police wasn't given until minutes before the participants decided to participate, and also because the researchers wanted the arrest to come as a surprise. Debriefing. Extensive group and individual debriefing sessions were held, and all participants returned post-experimental questionnaires several weeks after the experiment, and then several months later, then again at yearly intervals. And finally, the no harm principle. When Zimbardo realised just how much the prisoners were suffering during their experience, which was unexpected, the experiment was abandoned. Thus, this ethical principle, the no harm principle, was eventually satisfied.